Spain and Morocco are engaged in a dispute over a tiny uninhabited island in the Mediterranean just off the North African coast. Late last week, a dozen Moroccan troops landed on the island and raised the Moroccan flag on what the government in Rabat calls an observation post. Spain responded by sending ships. BBC correspondent Roger Harabin visited the island and explains what all the fuss is about.
It's been a big weekend in Morocco. King Mohammed VI got married. The horns have been sounding, the music blaring all night. And the nation's brave navy have gathered in Parsley. The island called Parsley, that is. Claimed by both Morocco and Spain. Inhabited only by 50 ravenous goats, with not a lonely goat herd in sight. From the windy cliff opposite Parsley, it's clear that the herb that bestowed its name was long ago forcibly removed by the current tenants. They've munched the island almost to a bare rock. It's also clear why the Moroccans think this particular rock is theirs.
The island is inside the water Moroccans.
But this is geography versus history. The Spanish ruled the Parsley goats when they held Morocco in a so-called protectorate until the 1950s. Since then, there's been an agreement that no one would occupy it. But the armed guard who keeps an eye on the island from the Moroccan coast explains that with drug smuggling, illegal immigration and Al-Qaeda, Parsley's becoming a security risk. Parsley's being abused by smugglers, he says. There's a cave on the island. It's being used by Spaniards who are coming across to get Morocco's hashish and take it home. What with the threat of Al-Qaeda too, the Moroccans have simply had to put troops on the island. In Parsley's neighbouring village, fishermen like Alami Mohammed have an idea why they think the Spanish don't want to let the island go. He says they're still hankering after Morocco's fish.
The government of Spain, they haven't fish, but we have here in our water many fish and the good fish. The Spanish people, they want to keep Moroccan fish.
But drive for 20 minutes to Spanish Ceuta and you have a very different view. This is El Refectorio, a fish restaurant, all barrel vault roof and bogus beams. Concern here is unanimous. Let the Moroccans get away with grabbing parsley, we all know what they'll want next. The owner, Rafael Carrusco, is the third generation of his Spanish family born in Africa. He calls parsley Perejil.
Bueno, es una isla española. Que ha estado desocupada, pero no abandonada.
The island's no longer inhabited, but it's not abandoned, he says. The Moroccans can't have it, however close it is to their shore. From the cliff above Parsley, it's not clear what the fuss is all about, but fuss there certainly is. I've seen a Moroccan patrol boat make four passes up and down in front of the island. From the promontory, I've also seen a Spanish patrol boat from Ceuta head across the sea, take a look at the Moroccan patrol boat and turn back. They're playing some serious games out there.
The BBC's Roger Harabin.